This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
42-year-old Rishi Sunak will become the next United Kingdom Prime Minister and the youngest in 200 years. The former finance minister won the Tory leadership contest and will take office Tuesday. Sunak will be the United Kingdom's third leader in 7 weeks.
We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together, because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children and our grandchildren.
The Chinese Communist Party's powerful Politburo will include no women for the first time since 1997, and instead be made up of 24 men, with the upper tiers loaded with President Xi Jinping loyalists. Neil Thomas, senior China analyst at Eurasia Group, said the standing committee has never been so dominated by direct allies of the top leader since Chairman Mao. The United Nations nuclear watchdog group, IAEA, says its inspectors have regularly visited two sites in Ukraine at the center of Russia claims that Kyiv is preparing to use a so-called dirty bomb. Inspectors will return in the coming days following a Ukrainian request. The Ukrainians are claiming Russia is waving a false flag to get away with using a tactical nuke in their war. Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz will meet Tuesday for one of the most highly anticipated debates of the midterm elections, as they both want the U.S. Senate seat from Pennsylvania. That chair could decide control of the chamber and the future of President Biden's remaining years in office. Baseball's World Series begins Friday between Houston and Philadelphia. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The speed record for data transmission using a single light source and optical chip have been shattered once again. Engineers have transmitted data at a blistering rate of 1.84 petabits per second, almost twice the global internet traffic per second. Even more impressive is the fact that the new speed record was set using a single light source and a single optical chip. A Colorado homeowner who fatally shot a pair of teenagers who broke into his North Glen backyard armed with a handgun and fired at the homeowner will not be charged. The 15 and 16-year-old teens broke into the yard to steal marijuana plants and fired at the homeowner when confronted. One of the teens was armed with a machete. A chicken producer has been caught price fixing that will have deep repercussions.
Tyson Foods will pay Washington State $10.5 million to resolve a price-fixing lawsuit over chicken. Washington AG Bob Ferguson says that since 2008, 19 broiler chicken producers coordinated price increases. Arkansas-based Tyson is the largest chicken producer in the United States. The company has agreed to produce documentation for lawsuits against 16 other chicken producers. Tyson will also conduct internal training and certify that it has corporate policies to follow state and federal antitrust laws. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, but this is our country. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. An American wave must happen. This isn't about a Democratic Party. This isn't party politics, Republicans, independents. This is about us coming together to unite against the evil, against this antithetical force that wants to destroy everything that is America. And it's going to be up to me and you if we're going to save this Democratic Republic. Border Patrol reports 2.4 million migrant arrests at the southwest border this year. This is the most ever. The historic pace of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has fueled Republicans' focus on the crisis, but despite the efforts of Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star, encounters in Texas have continued to increase. Here to talk more about it with us is Selwyn Duke. He says, no border, no wall, no USA at all. The Biden administration proposes merging the U.S. with Mexico and Canada. I think Governor Newsom's already made a move to do that. Selwyn is the writer for The New American, The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, amongst others. Selwyn, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Not bad, Bill. It's great to be with you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. We've got a hot mess that continues here at the border. I am sick of hearing the Democrats, you know, they'll say, oh, well, we need reform. Well, wait a minute. What have you guys been doing for the last 2 years? You know, we had wall, we had construction pieces, elements there at the border. You refused to finish the border wall. You let it rot, be destroyed. You actually paid people not to work on their job, which was to, you know, fulfill the border wall. But you say, oh, well, you know, don't blame us. Try to find some reason to blame somebody else. But yet they've been in the position of authority to do something about it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, Bill, when you hear reform, that's one of the biggest cons out there with respect to this issue. That's a dodge. As they say, can't lives on Won't Street. When they say they can't secure the border, that means they don't want to because it's something that can be done. I mean, you could look at the example of Israel. This was related by Dave Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, but between 2010 and 2012, 55,000 people transgressed Israel's southern border from Egypt. They built a wall. When that was completed, you know how many people came across? 11. They made the wall even more formidable, and then according to Rubin, zero people came across. The point is that if they wanted to secure the border, it would be secure. But instead, they've completely opened it up. And you can stop me if I'm going on too long, but we got some inside information into what's going on behind the scenes recently, because the Mexican president revealed something that I guess many people didn't know. This is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO. He said recently that I guess he was talking to Secretary of State Tony Blinken, and Blinken had proposed opening all the borders among the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Okay, here's what he said. He said, quote, "I think that Mr. Blinken spoke about consolidating the region of North America, and we agree on that. We are also in favor of a unity of the entire American continent, like the way the first European community emerged and converted into the European Union. That's what we want." So it's de facto administration policy, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, that seems to be the order of the day. And you already have, you know, signs in that direction with Governor Newsom, the announcement that he has a binational partnership with Mexico to advance new port of entry at San Diego-Tijuana border. So what is that going to mean?
Right, right. Well, exactly. And this has been going on for a long time, Bill, as you full well know. I mean, you had Hillary Clinton. She said in 2013 she was speaking to Latin American bankers, and this was revealed in 2016 by WikiLeaks. She said, quote, "My dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders sometime in the future with energy that is as green and sustainable as we can get it." So this is what these people want. You know what they are, Bill? They're what G.K. Chesterton, the philosopher, called philanderers of nations. That's what they are. Mm-hmm. They don't really have any loyalty. They're internationalists. And what's so disgusting about this to me, Bill, is these people, because they're pseudo-elites, they're so wealthy. If America collapses, they can go anywhere. It's not going to affect them the way it will affect us. They can be kicking back on the French Riviera or in the Caribbean or maybe Monaco. But you take the good middle-class person who builds this country, he's tied to the land. We have a stake here. And by the way,
exactly.
Obrador, AMLO is not the only one who likened this situation to the European Union, but that's really not a good analogy, and let me tell you why. I know Tucker Carlson used it as well, but this situation would be far worse for a simple reason. The European Union comprises nations that are all of Western culture, and basically they have a Western lifestyle. So although the Greeks are not as rich as the Germans, not at all, Germany is not being flooded by Greeks because Greeks still live a Western lifestyle and they love their country. But if we created this North American Union with open borders, we would be flooded with even more people from Mexico and who knows what else, because you have people who get into Mexico and then they come here who are from other countries themselves in South and Central America, what have you. Mm-hmm. So it would be an absolute disaster. It would dilute us economically, dilute our lifestyle. But this is what people want, these internationalists. That's why they have this open border, because if you want to affect this consolidation of powers, Bill, what do you have to do? You have to break down national cohesion, a feeling of being one people. How do you do that? You do that the way the Romans did it with the diaspora, when they moved the Jews around the empire, dispersing them because they didn't want any Jewish resistance. And, of course, we saw that with the communists during the Cold War era. They moved groups around for the same reason. That's happening here. They're allowing the Biden administration is people to flood into our country, and that dilutes us, breaks down our feeling of national cohesion, and then we can be easy prey to be merged into our North American Union. And understand while talking about this, Bill, that we now have 47 million foreign-born individuals in our nation, both legal and illegal. That's the most of any country in the world, and that's a record in all of our history. That's more than one out of every seven people. It's staggering. Staggering.
Yes, it is.
I mean, since 2000, well, Bill, Go ahead, Dan.
Well, even the Border Patrol admits that we've had over 162 different, countries represented in this migration into our country that have come illegally. So this is all over the world, to your point. This isn't just, you know, Central America or the Hispanic Triangle out there. No, I mean, this, you know, we've got people coming in from nations and, you know, the Middle East and that, you know, have already declared that they're no friend of the United States. So we're not even asking the question, the reasonable question, are you friend or foe? We're just letting them in without any pre-qualification whatsoever, and then we wonder why in every state of the union we have had an American citizen killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's madness, ladies and gentlemen, but this is what happens when a country decides to do it their own way, to see things according to their own eyes. They render themselves stupid, and they start making stupid decisions and put everybody else at risk. Stay tuned. We've got more from Selwyn
after
this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least 4. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the writer for the New American, Hill Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker. You're just not working enough, so, and you need more publications to be writing for, because you also do other print and online publications. Just so appreciate all your great work and what you do on behalf of freedom to keep the message of liberty front and center, because this is what's being lost in the process. The left has hijacked our language. They have invalidated words. They have redefined words in order to, kind of do some hocus pocus governance that, continues to steal from us and deprive us of our liberties. And, let's talk about what they're doing in terms of the border. And I guess with the long-term goal of redefining America on many levels. I mean, you're talking about a redistribution of such that is going to change the demography of this country from the bottom up, doesn't it?
Well, yes, we complain about redistribution of wealth, and of course we should, but what's even more perilous is the redistribution of people, because demography is destiny. And as I pointed out in one of my recent articles towards the end of it, we really have never had a national conversation about the effects of immigration and what kind of nation we want to be. Remember, what does diversity mean? The left talks about diversity all the time. Well, diversity means there are differences among groups. That's what it means. So obviously, if you're taking in groups into your country, okay, and you're not really scrutinizing what their effect will be, that may not be wise, because not all the differences may be positive. And you have to understand something. The men who founded this country, the founding fathers, were a very unusual group of men who all came together in the same time and place, and they created the greatest civilization this world has ever seen. And there is a quintessential American spirit, American attitude, that has really allowed us to prosper throughout the ages. And it's hard to find that anywhere else in the world. I mean, where are you going to find people who are going to possess that American spirit? In Sweden, Swedes are very liberal. In Germany, the Germans are statists. In South America, they're voting for socialists. So we should be very careful about whom we take into our country. It's just like when you decide who you're going to take into your family. It's a very significant thing. But yet now we have open borders. We have an immigration policy that doesn't consider this factor at all. It's very, very destructive.
Yeah, without a doubt. When you go back, I go back a little bit before, let's talk about the pilgrims. This was a compact between the pilgrims and God. They prayed for 12 years. They wanted to find a place where they could come and have the freedom to worship God Almighty. That was the genesis of this great American idea. But for the pilgrims, you don't have the founding father. You don't have George Washington. You don't have this American Revolution that took place. And it was all part and parcel. But at the very foundation of all this were Judeo-Christian principles. It was a promise to God, a promise from God. Otherwise, I don't know how this country happens, because there's only one country like this on the planet for the last 246 years, and probably even going back to the history of man. The closest country that you could possibly suggest is Israel. But the difference there was God chose Israel. We chose God. That's the difference between the two countries. And God has been faithful to honor that promise. But, it's and somewhat the same as the children of Israel. When the children of Israel turned their back on God, there were consequences to be paid. And here we are thinking we could have it our way. We have a party that says, now we don't need God in our platform anymore, so we're going to extract God. We now have become totally dispossessed of any kind of moral integrity or balance or consideration. So we have, drag queen story hour with, guys dressed up like women teaching our third graders about sex, and schools saying it's okay for boys, if they feel like a girl, to use a girl's restroom. And, if they rape a girl in that restroom, I guess that's just part of the accepted collateral damage that we are as very progressive Americans that we're just supposed to accept. Right.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bill, and you and I have discussed this before. Every Everyone talks about freedom, but we don't talk enough about the prerequisite for freedom, which is virtue in the people or morality. Mm-hmm. They're synonymous. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very significant. Our founding fathers talked about that at length. Our second president, John Adams, said in 1798, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And as you indicated, we've been straying from godly ways. We have been straying from virtue, descending into vice. And what is often the penalty, if you look at the Bible or you look at things historically, for people who have strayed from virtue? Well, foreign domination is often the penalty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
yes.
we're suffering in various ways. With this invasion via our southern border, that's a type of foreign domination, even if it's being orchestrated by traitors within. When we see what's happening with China, where our pseudo-elites are selling us out to China, and China's moving towards being the world's dominant power, that's what we're seeing. That is the problem, of course. It all comes down to virtue. As Anglo-Irish philosopher Edmund Burke put it, it is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters. So, yes, it all does come down to us. You know, we're voting ultimately for these politicians who are selling us out, and we'll right. see what happens November 8th. But there really has to be a red wave, of course, though, with all of the vote fraud. I don't know how much it's going to be blunted, but everyone's got to get out there and has got to vote.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, we're pushing, Selwyn, we're pushing the term an American wave. You know, because this is what's happening. You've got
right.
Democrats who are coming. Yes, they've abandoned their party because their voice is not being heard. The policies that are in their own spirit is not consistent. So the closest thing, the closest option is Republicans. But you see, the problem we have is the inherent pandemic that exists on the Beltway, this power pandemic that just chews up people, well-meaning people. And, you know, the Democratic Party has got its own issues that I think far and exceed the pressure of the Beltway. But Republicans, unfortunately, they come to the Beltway and they're told very quickly that, you know, leave your ideology at the door because job one for you is to get reelected. So almost immediately when they get there, they've got to, you know, they've got to align with the power brokers, the people that hold the, you know, the purse strings. For the Democrats, it's Nancy Pelosi. For the Republicans, it's Mitch McConnell. And they've got a lot of money and a lot of power. And so they're bending their knee to these people and not to the people, we the people, that they're supposed to serve.
Right. Yeah, I understand, though, how this is transformed, how the party can be transformed. I mean, we do have better people now in the Republican Party. You've got Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, so on and so forth, Josh Hawley. These are people who are more principled. And realize right. this. This is very important. I'm glad you brought this up, Bill. When we vote November 8th, whether you realize it or not, you're voting for the party, not the person. Now, I know people love to say, I vote for the man. Not true. Let me explain why. I'll try to be brief here, okay? Who's the most conservative Democrat, supposedly? Joe Manchin, right? But guess what? As of June 2nd of last year, he voted with Biden 100% of the time. Who is considered to be the worst turncoat rhino out there? Liz Cheney, guess what? She voted with Trump 93% of the time. Why do I mention this? Because all these people vote with their party most all the time. And that's why I say in the general election, you're voting for the party, not the person, whether you realize it or not. In the primaries, you're voting for the person because you're voting within a party, but not in the general election. You have to bear that
exactly.
in mind. Realize
right.
these people are tools. You're either going to vote to build the Democrat tool shed or the Republican tool shed. And that's it. So don't get emotionally involved. Realize the Republicans are by far the better choice, even if they're far from perfect, and build that Republican tool shed. It's very, very important.
Exactly.
These people are going to vote with their parties.
Yeah, we've been saying repeatedly also, Selwyn, we got to send reinforcements to the conservative group of Republicans who are doing the right thing and want to continue to do the right thing for the people. And this is what's required. So you need to make sure that you register to vote. Get out and vote. Too many people register to vote and then they don't vote. This is amazing, especially in Christian churches, which is it amazes me, Selwyn.
Terrible.
Look, you can make a difference. Get out there and vote. Selwyn Duke, thank you. Take care.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz will meet Tuesday for one of the most highly anticipated debates of the midterm elections, as they both want that U.S. Senate seat from Pennsylvania. The chair could decide control of the chamber and the future of President Biden's remaining years in office. 42-year-old Rishi Sunak will become the next United Kingdom Prime Minister and the youngest in 200 years. The former finance minister won the Tory leadership contest and will take office Tuesday. Sunak will be the United Kingdom's third leader in 7 weeks.
We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together, because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, and your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We also want to check out Motor Trend's latest sports utility vehicle picks for this year. It is absolutely incredible. Ed Lowe is with us, and we'll talk more about that, because every year Motor Trend picks one new car, truck, and SUV to earn the prestigious honor of being named the best in the market. Starting with the SUV of the year, the leading industry resource is going to announce each month, starting this month. Ed Lowe joins us now. He's a leading industry expert and automotive enthusiast to tell us all about why this SUV is the best of the best. Ed, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about your SUV pick. But first of all, how does Motor Trend select the sports utility vehicle of the year?
Great question. So first, we invite all of the all-new or significantly updated vehicles from all of the manufacturers for the coming 2023 model year. And this year, that amounted to 45 total vehicles, 33 different nameplates. And what's super interesting is that more than half of that field was electrified. So it was either a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, or a full battery electric vehicle. And that tracks, you know, right, because the shift is on towards electric vehicles. But we've never seen, it's very, very rare to see this many vehicles, but this is the first time we've seen, you know, more than 50% of the field having some form of electrification. We get all these people together.
Bit of an education, right, Ed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot lot for us to learn and evaluate.
Exactly.
Which is how we, you know, we pick a winner. We drive all these vehicles. We strap gear into them. We do 0 to 60, all the intermittent tests. But, you know, we're not actually comparing them head-to-head against each other, but to our award's six criteria. We're looking at value, safety, fuel economy, engineering, design, and then one we call performance of intended function. How well does this SUV execute its mission as an SUV? We argue about it, and then all of the editors and judges jump into a room, and we vote, and we come up with a winner.
Speaking of an SUV, what is the specific criteria, the standard, that you guys have come up with?
Great question. The shortest way to answer it is basically we stopped arguing with manufacturers over what they want to call an SUV. The trend has been on now for over a decade in consumers moving away from typical sedans and hatchbacks and into these things called multi-utility vehicles. But fundamentally, it's is there a high seating position, kind of a high roof, room for people and cargo? But where we have a sort of a sticking point is whether the vehicle has all-wheel drive or not. Because a lot of manufacturers will try to send a vehicle that might only be available as a front-wheel drive car, which we think limits the sport and sport utility. Like, if you want to go off-road, if you want to even light off-roading or, travel in the snow, it is a good idea to have all-wheel drive available. But to be honest, the manufacturers are going to send us what they send us and call it an SUV. We're going to test it that way. So it's not on us if the vehicle gets stuck on a small hill on an off-road course.
Right. No, that makes sense. Ed, the team that does all the testing here, who all is on the team? I mean, this has got to just be a ton of fun to get in all these different vehicles and, to test them like this. So who are the lucky people selected to be on this testing team?
It is definitely a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work. And this year, we had temperatures consistently well over 100 degrees for the entire duration of the program. So it was hot, and it was a lot of work up in the high desert at a proving grounds in California. It's mostly Motor Trend editorial staff, so our writers, reporters, and editors. But we also include a couple of guest judges. This year we had the recently retired former head of design for Ford Motor Company, Maury Callum, joined us as a guest judge. And then we had an industry expert named Gordon Dickey, who's worked at a number of different car manufacturers as a consultant. He's a whiz when it comes to testing and evaluation. And they, both of those gentlemen give us the insights and knowledge from their experience as automotive insiders. So it's a mix of the editors and outside guest judges.
And they get to be like kids all over again and just have fun testing these vehicles. Like you said, no, it's a serious deal. It's not just all play. But I got to imagine, this is just all kinds of fun to test drive all these different vehicles, even in 100 degree weather, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. It's also very unique within the industry. I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I always tell the team, guys, don't take this lightly. Very few people in the world get this opportunity. Like, think about it. Who can drive all of next year's new vehicles in one place at one time? Even the car manufacturers can't do that. They can't pull all the competitive vehicles together. Only a brand like Motor Trend can do that.
Yeah, this is an awesome benefit and blessing that you offer to the consumer, that you guys do this kind of research. So, to hear you say and respect that this is a serious issue, because you're doing the job, for the consumer here to give them a good idea and where, what they should target if they're looking at an SUV in this particular case, right?
Right, and we are really for the consumer. We try our best not to be too dazzled by all the high horsepower and the speed and the sexier vehicles. I'm very interested. Again, that's why our award has the components that related to fuel economy and value and safety. These are real issues that consumers are interested in, not just how fast the car accelerates or what it looks like.
Well, Ed Lowe is the head of editorial at Motor Trend Group, where he oversees all editorial content for world-class automotive media brands, including Motor Trend, Hot Rod, Four Wheeler, Truck Trend, Lowrider and Super Street. As he said, he's been doing this for a couple of decades, and in 2011 was promoted to editor-in-chief, and during his tenure, the brand has grown from the number one automotive enthusiast magazine into the industry leader for both car buyers and auto enthusiasts across digital, video, and social media. So great job, Ed. I mean, this has just been awesome.
Thank you.
All right, time to reveal Motor Trend 2023 SUV of the year, and why was it chosen?
Well, we're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2023 SUV of the year is the Hyundai Ioniq 5. And why it won? Well, to be honest, it really just nailed all of our criteria. From design, it is an absolutely stunning-looking vehicle. It's got this cyberpunk, retro-futuristic style, very sharp-looking. It is on the crossover side of things. When you look at it, it looks like a large sort of hatchback. And it actually looks kind of small, but when you get inside, it's actually enormous. It is very deceiving because it has these really tight, compact features, but a really long wheelbase. It's an all-electric vehicle, which is absolutely tremendous. So it has all the batteries in the floor, and it has all the serious engineering feats that go along with it. So when you get the largest battery, you can get over 300 miles of all-electric driving range. And then it's got some of the fastest recharge times in the industry. So you can go from 10% battery life to 80% battery in about 18 minutes if you're on a DC fast charger. That's tremendous. Okay. Very few manufacturers have that capability. And then from a value perspective, vehicle starts at just over $40,000. So unlike a lot of electric vehicles, this one's within reach of the average consumer. And it's a top safety pick plus, which is one of the highest accolades in the safety business you can get. So design, engineering, pure EV, our first all-electric SUV of the year winner. That's also huge. Hyundai Ioniq 5, Motor Trend's 2023 SUV of the year. Really nailed it.
And without a doubt, as manufacturers continue to perfect EVs, I mean, they've come a long way in really in just a short period of time. And with the emphasis and the interest in EVs, it seems like everything is going to continue to grow in a positive direction for electric vehicles, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and look, 10 years ago, we picked our first electric car of the year, the Tesla Model S. Since then, we've had a couple other electric car of the year winners. Last year, we picked our first electric truck of the year in the Rivian R1T. And this year, our first electric SUV of the year. So this is the sign of the times. EVs are coming. They're starting to replace internal combustion, gas-powered vehicles on the market, and the competition is very fierce, particularly in this space.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Ed, we got to leave it there. It's a wrap, so where can they go for more information?
For people who want to read all about our SUV of the Year program, they can go to motortrend.com or check out the next issue.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Motor Trends Group Head of Editorial, Ed Lowe, has been with us. Ed, thank you for the time and the information, and congratulations to Hyundai, the Hyundai Ioniq, the 2023 SUV of the year.
Thank you.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess who we got for you? Harry Lennox, yes, from The Blacklist, and of course, the acclaimed series 24. Who didn't love 24, Harry? Everybody loved 24. This is awesome. You know, what a great career for you.
Yep, so far so good, Bill. Thanks for having me. It's great to be able to talk to you and to your listeners, of course.
Well, we appreciate the time, and of course, we want to talk about your new project, this new movie that everybody's going to be able to see very shortly from PureFlix. How did you land this gig? Nothing is impossible.
Well, I guess the title is kind of descriptive of my association with the movie. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's possible. You knew a guy a long time ago, and this. In this case, I knew a guy by the name of John Shepard, and he's been working with PureFlix and David A.R. White and that team for some time. I went to college with John at Northwestern University, and over the years, we've had occasion to run into each other during some of his screenings and the industry, but he's a man of faith, and he knew that I am also a man of faith, and so he asked me if I'd be interested, and of course, I was.
Wow. How cool is that? Well, when I look back on your background, I mean, typical background, you're a baseball player, you look forward to playing sports, and you end up, becoming a thespian. How did that happen?
Well, I guess one of the easy explanations is I wasn't very good at baseball, so, so that wasn't going to work out for me. My eyesight was always bad. I just never was able to pick up the ball as I advanced, in my baseball career. I had love for the game. I was quick on my feet, quick with my hands, but the batting part was a little issue for me. And so, one spring, I was in the seminary. I was studying to be a priest as a high school student. And I saw these pretty girls coming up, for some reason. I was an all-boys school.
Yes.
And And I was like, well, what are they doing here? And it turned out it wasn't for basketball cheerleaders or anything. They were auditioning for this spring musical. So, of course, the question was, well, why don't I audition for this spring musical?
Yeah.
And I did. And I guess the joke was on me. Somehow I fell in love with the craft of acting. And I tell you, in some ways, I like to think that I have made a kind of fusion of those two interests in my interest in theology and being a priest and getting the word out, and also being an actor, you know, so that's how I like to look at it.
Well, I got to tell you, Harry, you and I have a similar background. I was on my way to the Maryknoll Seminary up until my senior year in school, and it's amazing. You make that kind of commitment, or you think that's where you're going, and then somehow here comes some pretty girls your way.
That's true. You know, I have some very good friends that are priests.
Yes.
You know, they have the same kind of, you know, they're men just like you and I,
right.
But they've been able to make a commitment in most cases, at least in the Catholic orders, to be able to go ahead and deny that aspect of their lives, then that they might pursue some other vocation. So I'm grateful for them and have great respect for that ability.
Yeah. And here you are, you take that background, as I've had it, it's so rooted in you, that it becomes part of your everyday life, sometimes very subtly, and you realize, wow, it's the Holy Spirit using you, speaking through you, probably in your acting as well.
I like to think so, Bill. I have a reason to think so. You know, I know that it changed me and the ability to communicate. You know, they call the order that I was studying with the Dominicans, they called the order of the preachers, Ordo Praedicatorum. So the ability to communicate, you know, I've heard some of the most amazing speakers who have spoken to what I needed to hear, to have made manifest the kind of word, that I think is the business of hermeneutics, the business of being able to take a text and break it down. So we're really using the same muscles.
Right.
I like to think maybe the same organ, that is the speaking of the Holy Spirit through us.
Yes.
It's communicating something that needs to be heard.
Yeah, it's out of the abundance of our heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we sit on and trust the Holy Spirit to use a pliable, soft, willing heart.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, good. Well, let's talk about Nothing Impossible. What's the storyline here that we need to know about?
Well, it's really a story about second chances. Scott Beck is the character played by David A.R. White in this case. And he is a former basketball star at his high school. He now works as a janitor at that high school. Because of fate and God's working in his life, he reintroduces himself to an old girlfriend who now is the owner of this team, the woman who is running the team. She has open tryouts. He goes to these tryouts, and even though he's advanced in years, he gives it all that he can. And he learns that even though there have been failures in his life, that God has worked it in such a way that we can look at our defeat as a final end, or we can look at it as an opportunity to grow. And that we learn that when our own efforts have failed, that it is God who can arrange things in such a way as the unique ability to turn it into a positive, what could have been seen as a negative.
Yeah, and it is, in a sense, kind of Mission Impossible here, in a sense that here David A.R. White, playing the role of Scott Beck, is, 39 years old, but for a former girlfriend, he gets a tryout, right?
Right, that's right. That's right. It's an endearing story. You know, I like to think that, that phrase, nothing is impossible, I think is a kind of paraphrase of what happens in Matthew. The young man wants to follow Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus says to his disciples, well, it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, than a rich man to get to heaven. And they say, how is this possible? He says, with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And that's something that Scott Beck learns in this endearing tale, I think.
And I think when we hit the pause button ourselves and look back on our lives, Harry, we see that in our own lives, don't we?
Definitely, definitely. You know, we all have this struggle of looking at frustrations, things that have disappointed us in our lives, as if it's some sort of final judgment from God. In reality, we have learned not just through our Christian faith, but mm-hmm. through philosophers, that which does not kill us can make us stronger. That which God can use, it looked like it was going to be, you know, what was it that Jesus said to Peter? The stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. And I think we can look at those failures in our lives as stones that could actually be used, not as impediment, but as inspiration.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well said. This movie, though it features basketball, is much more than basketball, isn't it?
That's absolutely true. There's a lot of parallels between those things which we enjoy as a pastime, sports, basketball, plays, movies. They actually can teach us lessons, and they have great synchronicity with what is actually going on in our journey.
Yeah, I think we love that about sports. I know for me, I did get a chance to play baseball. I could see the curve. I could hit the curve, and occasionally hit the fastball too. So that was good. And I think it might have been anywhere close to 6 foot. You know, to be very vulnerable with you, it would either have been the NBA or you know, Major League Baseball. That was because I came from a baseball family. There were 9 kids in our family.
Oh, wow.
So we ate and drank it. But so much about life, you know, teaching opportunities from great coaches that I had along, you know, in my career and in high school and college. And, of course, my dad, he coached us through, you know, Babe Ruth and American Legion ball as well. So we had some great times and great memories. But it's just so amazing how applicable athletics and competition, you know, what it does in, you know, forming our lives and value.
I agree, but I was also going to say, you know, you're talking about being close to 6 feet, but we look at Jose Altuve, and he's nowhere near 6 feet.
I know. I know. We have those unique individuals that, you know, that say, hey, look at if they could do it, you know, and they did it, and God bless them. I mean, they're an encouragement for other of us that may be height challenged, you know.
That's right. I guess I'll. Jose Altuve can actually tell us that nothing is impossible.
He could do that. That's right, to bring the movie, you know, back into play. So I guess the bottom line of this is we wrap things up here, Harry, and I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate the opportunity. I've seen your work over the years, enjoyed it, you know, Blacklist, 24. I mean, you know, you've just had just this, you know, blessed career, and, you know, and it really touches me to, you know, talk with somebody who is a fellow believer and somebody else who's had a Catholic background. And, you know, you know, we've, you know, I've been blessed. You know, I remind people often when I get a chance to talk about, I was raised by nuns and, you know, very fortunate during my time because we had mostly nuns in the school that I attended. And these nuns would handle kids, you know, classroom sizes of about 63 kids.
Yeah.
You talk, yeah. So we are very, very blessed for that. So, you know, God bless you. And I appreciate this time. So as we wrap things up, just again, summarize, the movie, Nothing is Impossible, and what the audience can expect.
Well, Bill, I think, the movie is about a guy who meets a girl again, for his benefit to learn that, that even though his life has had a lot of frustrations in it, that God can provide a way if we're willing to accept it. And whether it be using gifts that we did not know we have or gifts that have been long in a kind of comatose state that sometimes these have to be reawakened. Mm-hmm. That love can reawaken these gifts and that we can provide inspiration for others as we get inspiration from ourselves. That's what Nothing is Impossible is about. I'm grateful to have been a part of it, and thank you for your kind words. God has been good, and I'm glad I'm grateful that he continues to be. So can't wait for people to enjoy it, and we're eager to hear what they say.
Harry Lennox, you're awesome. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you. Blessings.
God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard